Thank you for holding. Is this Mason?
This is Mason. How's it going?
Hey, Mason. It's going good. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm doing great.
That's what I like to hear. I know you were speaking with Tara about this listing on the first page of Google. Did she do a good job of explaining how the listing works?
Yes, I understand.
Okay. Did you have any questions for me about the placement or how we can help
you?
Not
about the placement necessarily, but the pricing.
Got it. Okay. I'll be able to go over the pricing with you. Tara said you were asking questions about how many leads you would get.
Yeah. I just was curious as to like a projection of how much of a difference you guys have seen in the past.
Yeah. I mean, if you just look up like Google advertising itself, it's been the most profitable way for business owners to market and advertise for the last 18 years. If you're on the first page, right? So the main thing is having yourself on page one. That's more effective than any other form of marketing because people aren't going to go looking up like landscaping for fun usually, you know?
Yeah, for sure. They're looking up when they have a problem to be fixed, right?
Right.
So I guess my next question is, what's the difference between this first page offer and paying for like regular like Google Ads?
Google Ads is pay-per-click. So let's say you have like a $500 budget you allot to it. You show up at the top in the sponsored section. And we do this too. So I'm pretty well-versed about it. We're a Google partner, so we use all forms of Google advertising and even things off of Google. But Google Ads is pay-per-click. So if you have a $500 budget and let's say the click cost, because it's like peak time of the year, it goes up to like $4 or $5 a click. Once you've exhausted that 100 or 150 clicks, then your ad rotates down until your bill refreshes for the next month. Does that make sense? Some people will have it uncapped. So I guess also with Google Ads, you can show up a little further. Like these local listings, they only cover 40 miles from your street address or up to 40 miles from your street address that Google verifies. So the ads cover more ground, but they typically cost more because you're getting charged per click.
Yeah.
But it just depends. You know, some business owners, that's necessary. It just depends on your business model. These local listings just... $40, you get 100 calls, you know, you're up there all month, but if you get 100 calls, 200 calls, your bill's the same. That makes sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. That's the main difference. And then obviously where you show, these listings won't say sponsored. They'll just be the guy, the top three guys next to the map there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So some key differences. But I know to the untrained eye, it's like first page placement. It's the same thing, right? It's like, not really.
No, yeah.
More people actually become local guys, believe it or not.
I was going to say I usually scroll past Google sponsors.
Yeah, exactly. Most guys will just go, okay, I'm going to go to this. Because a lot of times the sponsor guys could be somebody that's not local. So they could be advertising from far away, just trying to get a foothold in this area, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So what's the price point on like that position per month?
So there's a package that Tara requested for you. It's called the Platinum Package. However, the Platinum Package normally has like a website and other things. So I know you already have the website, so I'm just trying to adjust the pricing for you. Do you get texting on this number?
Yeah, I do. I receive messages through here.
Okay. Okay, perfect. I don't know if it was like a landline. I know landlines are outdated, but you got to ask. So
no,
I'm going to shoot you this message here so that way you can see it. The Platinum Package is advertised at $599. It's the very last one down. Has a little ribbon that says most popular. If you were to come on board with us today, I could actually reduce it by 50%. So I could get it down to just $299 month to month. I will note, I didn't get to say this in the beginning, but the next 6 months of the year are the most profitable time of the year for landscaping services as well. Just according to Google Analytics, because you were asking, like, how much would you get? So if you look at the guys that are there, like South Valley and First Class, You know, they're getting multiple calls every day, and it's just going to keep going up as the seasons come on. Like, peak season is basically June, July.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, awesome. Okay, well, I think I'm going to take some time to sit on it. I know that you guys were talking about how you needed to fill that position ASAP. I understand that. Mm-hmm. I think I'm just going to think about it for a bit, though, because I spent a few hundred dollars on some other lead finding techniques, and I think I'm going to
figure out how those work. Do you like that Angie's program you're on?
It's, since I've gotten going, I've gotten like a lead each day.
Okay.
But none of them have been good leads. Like, I've gotten two so far, and they haven't been great leads. Like, and they charge us per lead. So it's like, we get charged $15, because someone chose my business. And then they also choose like, up to like two others to reach out to and get a quote from. So I'm like competing with the lead after paying for the lead. But then like one of them like asked for a quote, but then decided, oh, actually like the church community is just going to do it for us. Thank you for your time, you know.
Never mind. I thought you meant they were going to help you out. The community took care of their lawn job, and it basically ended up undercutting you on a lead fee that you paid.
Yeah. And that is nice. That's great for that family.
Yeah, I mean, right. No, but not us. or not you.
Yeah.
The reason I asked, actually, about that service, and I don't mean to cut you off, but
no, you're good.
Do you know how they get their leads?
To my understanding, it's just through like the Angie's list, where they'll like type in a service, and 1 in 7 homeowners are on Angie's list, and they enter what services they need, and then 5 businesses come up.
If you typed in lawn care, landscaping, and urban, forgive me if I pronounced that wrong, Ivins, Utah, I'm sorry, I'm from California, so it's like, dude,
You're good.
I have to stop myself from saying dude and bro all the time. I'm from Huntington Beach. But
You're good, bro.
Yeah, there you go. Everybody's my brother. That's what the Bible tells me anyway. If you look there's Augusta in the ad section, right? And then underneath that, you see like where we're talking about listening to you, South Valley, First Class. And then underneath those guys, there's Yelp 10 Best, and then there's Home Advisor by Angie's 10 Best. And so they put themselves on Google because they know people use Google. But when somebody fills out that form, like you're saying, they're selling it to 3 or 4 guys. So with the system that you have, you're basically already paying for Google leads or Google advertising, but they're middlemanning it, dispatching it to you and a couple other guys, which is going to diminish your chances of landing it. And you're paying the lead fee whether you get it or not. So, you know, the placement presents an opportunity for you in that you could list yourself without the third party in there middlemanning your leads. We allow the customers to just contact you directly on a flat monthly rate. And so, and you also don't have to worry about them going to 3 or 4 other guys. So I think this would provide a solution in the sense of not having to pay per lead, not having the leads go to 2 or 3 other guys, and then branding your own business, right? You've already built the website. You know, why not have your own Google business profile verified and listed in front of these people?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I think I'm going to, like, cancel my Angie ad before I made that switch. I think I'm going to, like, give it a week. Dude, I'll give it a week, bro. And then I'll
I'm gonna give it a week, bro. All right. Well, I sent you my number.
Okay, awesome. Because I want to see if the Angie leads change at all. I do want to give that a chance real quick, because I had to make an upfront investment, you know, of like $300, and then now I pay like a little bit per lead, and it's like I do want to see if like. One thing that someone did say as a like one of my bad leads, I did say I do trust like Angie's List, which was like intriguing to me, you know, that they trust the businesses that are on that site. So I'll have to give Angie's List a try. But I mean, if it's not giving me leads, I want to cut it short, you know, stop the bleeding ASAP.
Yeah, far more people trust Google than Angie's leads, let me tell you. If you actually look up like FTC versus Home Advisor by Angie's, you probably wouldn't trust them at all if you've seen the reviews from the business owners that buy those leads instead of the homeowner that's like, hey, I got 5 free quotes and I picked the cheapest guy. Thanks, Angie's. You know, of course they're going to say star. They didn't pay anything, but the business owners that are paying for it, not getting job, you know, they're giving like a 1-star. So you got to look for those ones.
Yeah.
They're kind of hidden.
100%. Well, dude, thank
you got my number. Reach out. Yeah, I did. I texted it to you. As long as there's a listing open, I could work with you. But like I said, even if there's not a local listing, maybe we could still do something with like Google Ads or even Google Verified Paper Lead Program, which is Google basically does the same thing, except for they hand the customer off to you live on the line. And that prevents you from paying lead fees for stuff that you didn't even come in contact with or have a chance to close.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Hey, can I ask you a question? What's the difference between getting your help and then just like going to like, I guess I'm just, you guys said you're like your Google partners. I'm just asking like how does that relationship work? You know, like I guess I'm asking like, are you guys, it's just like a middleman like taking a slice, or is it a service that's only provided through you?
It's provided through us for the local listings. So think about it like this. Google's a huge entity and they do a lot of different things at Google. It's not just marketing. But the marketing aspect of it has been delegated to the Google partners. So like, let's say you go try to verify yourself, right? You create your Google business profile. You go to Google. You want to get it verified. All of a sudden, it's been like 2 months. You're not verified. You call them. They don't answer. They don't call you. What they'll do is they'll usually send you a message and say, hey, you need to come in contact with our Google partners to get yourself verified and to get these set up. Now you could run ads by yourself, but you can't run a local listing like this by yourself. There has to actually be a spot available in your area. Does that make sense?
I understand. Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And then it's just time consuming. So most business owners find it as it's just easier to have professionals and outsource it to the guys that Google has assigned it to than to try to figure it out and maintain it all on their own. And sometimes you end up spending on things that are unnecessary, right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much, bro. You're the best.
Yeah. You too, bro. You have a great day, okay? If you need anything, I'm just a phone call away.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. God bless. Have a great day.